Understanding how to write URLs and file paths correctly is one of the most fundamental skills you need as a web developer. Whether you are linking to another page, referencing an image, pointing to a style sheet, or setting up a hypertext link, as you practiced in recent activities, the way you write the path determines whether the browser can find the resource or not. A broken path means a broken link, a missing image, or a page that simply does not load. This course explains the two main types of paths, absolute and relative, and tells you exactly when and how to use each one. Before diving in, remember that a URL, Uniform Resource Locator, is simply the address of a resource on the web or on your file system. Every file you reference in HTML, whether it is another HTML page, an image, a style sheet, a script, or an external website, needs to be addressed through a path. That path can be written in two fundamentally different ways. An absolute path, the full address. An absolute path is a complete, unambiguous address that contains all the information needed to locate a resource, regardless of where the current file is located. On the web, an absolute path always starts with the communication protocol, typically https:// or http:// followed by the domain name and the specific location of the resource. Example of an absolute URL. https://www.example.com/article/beginner-guide.html. This URL tells the browser exactly what to do. Use the secure communication protocol, HTTPS. Connect to the server at the address www.example.com. Look inside the articles folder. Find the file called beginner-guide.html. Absolute paths are used when you want to link to a resource that lives on a different website or domain. For instance, if you are building a page and you want to add a link to an external resource, like you practiced in the workshop, list of external resources, target and rel, activity, you must use an absolute URL. There is no other option. The browser has no way to guess what server or domain you mean without the full address. Example of an absolute link in HTML. A href equals https://developer.mozilla.org/nus/docs/web/html/target=underscore-blank-rel=no-opener-nor-refer-greater-than-mdn-web-docs-html/a. Absolute paths can also include a port number. For example, https://localhost:3000/index.html, and a query string, for example, https://www.example.com/search?query=html+paths, but these details are less relevant at the beginner level. One important point, absolute paths are fixed and rigid. If the external website changes its domain or reorganizes its files, your link will break and you will need to update it manually. This is why absolute paths are mostly used for external resources, not for linking your own project's files together. A relative path, the address from where you are. A relative path does not contain a protocol or a domain name. Instead, it describes the location of a resource relative to the current file's location in the folder structure. The browser interprets a relative path by starting from the location of the current HTML file and navigating from there. This approach is extremely useful when working on your own project, because it means your links and references continue to work even if you move the entire project to a different server, a different folder, or a different domain. As long as the internal structure of your project remains the same, relative paths will always be valid. There are several forms of relative paths, and understanding each one is essential. 1. Same folder, same directory. If the file you want to link to is in the same folder as the current HTML file, you simply write the file name. Example. urin://project/index.html. You want to link to /project/about.html. Relative path to use. About.html. In HTML, href equals about.html greater than about us/a. 2. Going into a subfolder, child directory. If the resource is inside a subfolder of the current folder, you write the folder name followed by a forward slash and then the file name. Example. urin://project/index.html. You want to link to /project/pages/contact.html. Relative path to use. pages/contact.html. In HTML, href equals pages/contact.html > contact/a. This can go multiple levels deep. urin://project/index.html. You want to link to /project/assets/images/logo.png. Relative path to use. assets/images/logo.png. In HTML, emgsrc equals assets/images/logo.png alt equals company logo greater than. 3. Going up to a parent folder. If you need to move up one level in the folder structure before navigating somewhere else, you use two dots followed by a forward slash. Each moves you up exactly one level. Example. You are in /project/pages/contact.html. You want to link to /project/index.html. Relative path to use /index.html. In HTML, href equals /index.html greater than back to home /a. Another example, going up two levels. You are in /project/pages/sub/details.html. You want to link to /project/index.html. Relative path to use /../index.html. 4. Root relative path, a special case. There is a third type of path that is sometimes called root relative. It starts with a forward slash and is interpreted relative to the root of the website, the top level domain, not relative to the current file. Example. Root relative path /assets/images/logo.png. This means, start from the root of the domain, go into the assets folder, then images, and find logo.png. This type of path is very practical when working with a web server, because it works the same way no matter where the current HTML file is located within the project. However, it does not work if you simply open HTML files directly in a browser from your hard drive, without a local server, because the browser will not know what the root of the site is. For this reason, beginners are advised to use standard relative paths, without the leading slash, until they are working with a local development server. When to use which type of path? Here is a clear summary to help you choose. Use an absolute path when linking to a resource on a different domain or external website. Example, a link to a documentation website, a social media page, or an external API. Use a relative path when linking to resources within your own project, other HTML pages, images, style sheets, scripts. This makes your project portable and easier to maintain. Use a root relative path, starting with slash, when you are working on a project served by a web server and you want paths that are consistent regardless of the depth of the current file. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Mistake 1. Mixing up forward slashes and backslashes. On web projects, paths always use a forward slash slash. Backslashes are used on Windows operating systems in file explorers, but they do not work in HTML paths. Always use in your code. Mistake 2. Forgetting. When going up to a parent folder, a very frequent error is writing the path as if you are still at the root of the project when you are actually inside a subfolder. If your HTML file is in /project/pages/and, you write emgsrc equals assets/images/logo.png, greater than the browser will look for /project/pages/assets/images/logo.png, which does not exist. You need to write /assets/images/logo.png instead. Mistake 3. Using absolute paths for internal resources. Some beginners write full absolute paths like https://www.masite.com/pages/about.html for internal links within their own project. This works in production, but it creates problems during local development and makes the project impossible to test on a local machine without a domain. Always use relative paths internally. Mistake 4. Incorrect capitalization. On most web servers, especially Linux-based ones, file names are case-sensitive. A file named about.html is different from about.html. Always be consistent with the case of your file and folder names, and always reference them exactly as they are named. Mistake 5. Spaces in file or folder names. Spaces in paths must be encoded as %20 in a URL. To avoid this problem entirely, never use spaces in file or folder names for web projects. Use hyphens or __ instead. Example, use beginnerguide.html instead of beginnerguide.html. Practical example, a small project structure. Let's say you have the following project structure. /project/index.html. About.html. Assets/images/. Logo.png. Hero.jpg. CSS/. Style.css. Pages/. Contact.html. Blog/. Post1.html. from index.html. Link to about.html. href equals about.html. Link to contact.html. href equals pages/contact.html. Link to post1.html. href equals pages/blog/post1.html. Reference logo.png. src equals assets/images/logo.png. Reference style.css. href equals assets/css/style.css. From pages/contact.html. Link back to index.html. href equals /index.html. Link to about.html. href equals /about.html. Reference logo.png. src equals /assets/images/logo.png. Link to post1.html. href equals blog/post1.html. From pages/blog/post1.html. Link back to index.html. href equals /../index.html. Link to contact.html. href equals /contact.html. Reference logo.png. src equals /.. /assets/images/logo.png. Working through this kind of structure manually is one of the best ways to build the mental model you need to write correct paths without hesitation. Connection with what you already know. In your previous activities, you worked extensively with the anchor tag and its href attribute, both for external links with target and rel attributes, and for internal navigation with anchors. Every time you used href equals #section_id or href equals contact.html, you were already using paths. Now you understand precisely why those paths work, and what to do when they do not. You also use the src attribute when embedding images or scripts. The same rules for absolute and relative paths apply to every attribute in HTML that references a file or resource: href, src, action, informs, and others you will encounter later. As you progress toward building full-stack applications with back-end servers, APIs, and deployment pipelines, correctly structured paths become even more critical. Server-side frameworks, build tools, and deployment environments all depend on correctly written paths to serve files, route requests, and assemble final output. The habits you build now, using relative paths internally, absolute paths for external resources, and avoiding common mistakes, will save you hours of debugging later. Summary of key points. An absolute path includes the full address, protocol, domain, and file location. It is used for external resources. A relative path describes the location of a resource relative to the current file. It is used for internal project resources. Means the current folder, optional to write explicitly, means one level up. /.. /. means two levels up. Root relative paths start with, and are resolved from the website root. They require a web server to work correctly. Always use /. In web paths, never use spaces in file or folder names for web projects. Be consistent with capitalization in file names. Use relative paths for your own project files to keep the project portable and maintainable.